Welcome back to the James Show. I'm your host, James Parker, News Talk 820 WBAP, and now on 93.3 WBAP FM. And there's little doubt that the weed that your mom and dad were smoking back in the Woodstock days in the 60s or whatever is not nearly as potent as the weed that your kids are smoking, or I don't know, maybe your grandkids. How old are you? And one guy we have to address this issue is Jerry J-Man Joyner. He's an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. But Jerry J-Man Joyner, is there a concern that weed has become so potent it's causing a rise in psychiatric disorders?
Yes, James. I believe there is an issue and a problem with this, and I'm somebody that in a few months, on 420 of all days, that's my birthday, I'll have been using cannabis for 50 years. And there's no doubt the cannabis that I started smoking in the 70s pales in comparison to the potency and the effect of what's available today.
Well, shouldn't a pothead be saying that like it's a good thing?
Yeah, you know, you would think that. But, you know, James, I think what we don't realize is so many of our younger people have turned to this new way of smoking weed. We smoked a joint or a bong or a pipe, and now they're doing these concentrates where they're using something called a rig, okay, and a cutting torch. I was in California, and my wife looked at me and she says, "You bet." I said, "No, it looks like you're doing hard drugs."
What's a rig? Like a glass pipe, like what Chris Rock was smoking in New Jack City?
Well, no, it's way more advanced than that, James. It looks like something out of Breaking Bad or a science lab. It's got beakers on the side and all these coils and tubes. But basically, they're taking a cutting torch and heating up what they call the ring, which is a titanium piece of metal. It's got a hole in it. And then they take a high concentrate of THC. They call it a dab or wax or shatter. And they put that on this highly heated ring creates the smoke, and then they hit that. They take a puff of that, and so not only is it super concentrated, there's multiple ways that they're creating that particular THC that they're doing that with. So there's chemicals involved. There's other things involved. It's what I think is really hurting our young people, because they're ingesting probably 100 times more THC than they should when they're doing it in that fashion.
100 times? That sounds significant. See, now I don't hang out with the hardcore drug guys that have like paraphernalia and rigs and coiled glass tubes or whatever. I have kids that are all in grade school. I have 4 kids, so I hang out with a lot of moms, a lot of homeroom moms, a lot of moms on field trips and soccer practice and things like that. And the way I've seen it infused into that community, no pun intended, is gummies. They really seem to like the edibles. Do we have a similar problem there, Jerry J-Man Joyner?
You can, but if you're buying regulated gummies, or if you're buying hemp-derived gummies that are from a good actor, I don't think you've got much to worry about. A big problem we have is so much exists on the black market now, James. It's still more than 70% of the cannabis that's consumed or used in America is bought on the black market. You'd think with so many dispensaries and in 24 states now it's got adult use available legally that it would eliminate that, but it hasn't. And because of that, so many of our young people are getting this from not the best reliable sources. Even for adults, you got to be careful. You go in a gas station, there's a Buck-A-Buzz gummy. That's a good one. It's followed all the procedures. There's an ABC gummy, and it maybe came from a foreign actor. Don't know what's in it. Doesn't have a certificate of analysis. So you have to be very cautious. But I think when we're seeing these problems is when they're smoking this in these super – sometimes it's 99% THC. And the joints that we smoked in the 70s were maybe 3%. And the average joints on the dispensary level are 15 to 20%. So when they're using these rigs, they're taking it to a whole different level. And I'm kind of against that. You know, I'm an advocate for the cannabis industry because so many people are getting medical or wellness benefits. They sleep better. They don't have as much pain in certain areas. So I think there's a lot of good things that are going along. But we've got to have – and if we made this legal, James – I think we would eliminate the black market almost overnight.
Is this all or mostly coming from the black market? Is there anything that's legal in the form of wax?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you go to a dispensary in a state where adult use or medical, you don't see as many medical people. That's kind of interesting to me. The medical people don't seem to be doing the rigs and the dabbing and the waxing. That's probably the under 30 crowd, if not under 25 crowd. Yeah. And the elderly people, they're the gummies. That's all my Willie Nelson friends, Turk Pipkin and them. Like, Jay, man, we our lungs, we can't smoke as much. We don't even like to smoke anymore. But we sure like eating those gummies. Helps us sleep at night.
How can the guy listening find Weed and Whiskey, your show?
You go to weedandwhiskey.tv. Go to Roku. We have a Roku channel. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We're everywhere.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry J. Mann Joyner, for your time on The James Show and helping clearing up some of this. I appreciate your time. Well, I'll check out Weed and Whiskey.